Dr. Scott Engel, Senior Vice President for Agriculture and Natural Resources at the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, shares how growers can contribute to increase carbon in soils. He shares that many of the practices growers are already implementing, including no-till, planting cover crops, and growing plants with increased biomass, are positively contributing to carbon levels. Dr. Engel recommends growers work with their local extension offices and land-grant universities to learn more about incorporating practices that can further increase carbon in the soils you farm.
Farmers are able to take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere through the process of photosynthesis. That carbon gets turned into organic matter, which then can be stored in the soil. We have calculations showing that a large amount of carbon can be locked up in the soil, probably better than any other technology that exists right now, particularly on a worldwide scale. If we were to do that, it'd have a significant improvement on our carbon dioxide content of the atmosphere. There are a lot of things that are done already. There are more that can be done. None of these are particularly exotic or high-tech practices. It's things like no-till farming, cover crops, plowing under of the cover crops, growing plants that produce more biomass. We now have genetically modified crops that produce more root mass than crops that were not genetically modified. And so those roots remain in the soil. That's carbon that remains in the soil. So there are a lot of practices. And again, most of these are things that farmers have already been doing, but we can begin to stack these on top of each other to get even more carbon sequestration. And the other good news is here, because we need more carbon in our soil, we need more organic matter. Most soils in the United States suffer from depleted organic matter. Now, that's organic matter that went back into the atmosphere 100, 200 years ago when we first plowed up the tall grass prairies of the Midwest or plowed up some of the tropical soils in the southern region. But as we undo that process and capture carbon out of the atmosphere, return it back to the soil, you need less irrigation, fewer nutrients because it hangs on to nutrients better and supplies more nutrients. It provides a buffer for disease, so you don't have to use as many pesticides. It's all kinds of good things come from having more organic matter in soils.